Yeah.
I've heard of now, how far back do you want me to go? Well, they used to use stick harrows. They just had a couple of stakes driven and someone dragged that across. That'd break up the soil. Mm-hmm. This is way back in ancient times. Not ancient times, but say like 100 years ago. Mm-hmm. You had, of course, you had your iron harrows or iron shod harrow type things. That's about all I'm thinking of.
Have you ever heard people mention spring tooth arrow?
Spring tooth. Well, that's interesting. That sounds good.
One of the things I should ask when you're talking about the wagon wheel, the thing that runs up under the wagon, you know, the wheels turn on?
Axles.
And these things, mostly carpenters use them. They're wooden frames with a cross piece, you know. You can lean a board against it or...
Sawhorse.
Yeah. You know anything like that? Another type of wooden frame, except it's shaped about like so, about like an X. And you could put a log right in the middle of it to brace it to solid or something like that.
Oh, shit. A rack or something like that, maybe?
What about sawbuck? Have you ever heard that?
Sawbuck, yeah, I've heard of sawbuck. I also heard of sawhorse stuff.
With what?
What if I thought it was a sawhorse?
Sawhorse.
It's different.
Yeah. This thing that you use to in your hair, you might even use a comb or a
brush.
Yeah, and the verb form, you say that your hair.
You brush your hair.
Mm-hmm. These things you used to see in barber shops, like when barbers were using straight razors, they'd use this thing to sharpen.
A razor strop.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard any other pronunciation?
Strap.
Or talking about guns, say if you were hunting with a shotgun, you'd load it with a shotgun shell.
Mm-hmm.
What about if you were firing a pistol or a rifle?
Use a slug.
Okay. What else?
Solid piece ammunition is what we call it. Solid, single headed.
What else have you heard ammunition for pistols or rifles called? Loaded with a slug or loaded with a...
Well... Bullet, I guess. Bullet, yeah. Bullet.
Any other term for that you've heard?
Well, I've also heard of using shotgun pellets on a pistol.
Mm-hmm. One word that I'm looking for that could be used in that situation, but also it's used to describe these things. So, you know, if you have a tape player in your car,
mm-hmm.
you say you put in an 8-track.
Reel.
Okay, a reel or a, begins with the letter C.
Cartridge.
Yeah.
Well, a cartridge refers more to the that part of the shell which would house the propelling agent, like the gunpowder.
Just a certain part of it, right?
Yeah.
The whole thing.
The projectile would be the end of the part which actually leaves the rifle by force, and the cartridge would be that other part which you can refill later on if you want to.
Okay. A couple of things you would see around playgrounds, maybe, or even make homemade. I say a long piece of wood, you know, one kid on one end, one on the other, go like so. You
mm-hmm.
call that a
seesaw.
What would you say you would do it?
Seesawing.
Okay. And something else like that, maybe a long board, except this time anchored in the middle so that it could turn around and around.
Well, you could also call a seesaw a teeter-totter.
Teeter-totter. Same thing?
Yeah, that's a seesaw and a teeter-totter, the same things, yes.
Okay. And what about this thing that goes around and around?
Might be called a merry-go-round, depending on what it is.
Ever heard that called anything else?
Carousel?
Okay. Neither one of those would be motorized. What about flying Jenny?
Might be. I've never heard of that.
Okay. What about something, again, a long board, limbering up so that, well, this time anchored at each end. And levered up so that the kid could jump up and down in the middle of it.